Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Something interesting came up at the city council meeting this week, and it has to do with hydroaluminum and the retirement of the fellow who's been running that place for quite some time.
That's right. Tom Etzcorn has been a long-term manager of the operation here in Commerce. And, of course, that is an aluminum recycling operation. It's a wonderful addition to our community, who recently had a $10 million expansion of their production capacity. And that immediately went on the tax rolls, which is a wonderful addition to our taxable property in town.
I just have a feeling that a lot of people are not very aware of that company. They do. That's a major operation out there on 3218 as you go south from Culver, but we just don't hear very much about them.
Well, that's good. businesses that provide great value to our community and don't cause commotion is wonderful.
Yeah. And they have how many employees there?
They have 64 employees plus a trucking operation that has about 50 people involved with it.
See, and we hear that their Commerce doesn't have industry, but there's an outstanding
industry. That is a major industry, and they're a great partner in our community.
And they will, he's retiring,
mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the products that they produce there.
What they do, since their inception, they've been recycling scrap from extrusion processes throughout Texas, and they serve a very few customers, but the scrap is trucked to the plant. It is melted and mixed with some new aluminum to balance the alloys, and then it's sold right back to the people who produce the scrap and is made into new product. Things like door and window frames, and also the reinforcement for car bumpers, which is pretty thick aluminum. And the addition that they put onto the plant allows them to actually squeeze the aluminum flatter, and it remains very balanced in its alloy, and will allow them to enter the auto business through providing aluminum for auto radiators.
Wow. Who is that? Do you know who's taking his place then?
Do not know. I don't think that's been announced yet.
Do they have other facilities around the country?
They have one other identical facility in Kentucky, identical to this one, but the company is global. They're based in Norway, and when you look at their hydro sign, you'll notice it's kind of an imitation of a Viking ship sail.
Okay, that's where that comes from.
But they are a global company, extremely environmentally concerned, and we're so fortunate to have them in our
town. Absolutely, yeah. We're talking with Wyman Williams. Wyman's the mayor of Commerce. You all made some decisions. This had been something that you talked about the previous meeting on hotel tax funding, or where the money is going to go to from the hotel tax.
That is true. I made a comment before we discussed it, is that of all the millions of dollars that we deal with, this $20,000 related to hotel motel tax is probably some of the most controversial decisions that we make. We have only $20,000 to distribute among the people who requested. We had five requests totaling of over $50,000. So when you divide that up, nobody's going to be extremely happy. But what we decided to do was to continue a $5,000 contribution that we have had for years with the university related to city recognition on signage at the university. And so $5,000 of that went that way. $5,000 also went to the Children's Museum, and $10,000 to the Chamber.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing about the signage?
Well, the years ago, the city worked an agreement with various parts of the university that show the city supporting, such as the football stadium sign. Things like that are we're contracted with the university, and we use hotel motel tax because obviously university-related functions bring in the most people who stay overnight.
So that's money that goes to the university.
Right, that's how it's generated.
I see.
13% tax on every night stay contributes to this hotel motel tax.
I see. And then you're interested in looking at garage apartments. Not that that's necessarily a huge issue at the moment, but you're thinking that there's going to be more built.
Well, part of our tool design group plan for the university building housing that's attractive to university employees includes some garden homes that would have a detached garage, two-car garage, with a rent space above it. Currently, our city rules do not include the term garage apartment, even though they're all over town.
Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.